All I have to do is look at you to fuck this recording up. Whatever. We're just going to keep rolling with this. This is like the fourth time we're restarting this shit. Folks, welcome to episode number 62 of the Off Center Archers. This is Anthony.
And Stephanie.
And Stephanie has fucked this opening up four fucking times in a row already. Jesus Christ. It's like stop, delete, stop, delete, stop, delete. Anyway, welcome to 2019, yay, everyone. And this is going to be more of a kind of like rambly style episode, kind of our goals for what we're intentions are kind of for this year, even though you've heard us say, you know, obviously we're going to go to fucking TAC and shit like that. But there's like other things we're going to talk about.
And we've been drinking for the past 2 hours.
Yeah. And we're 2 hours into the fucking bag already.
It's the bag.
Let's do a fucking recording.
The bottle we've been drinking. Yeah. Not bag.
Fucking Tito's should sponsor us by now.
Yeah, I know. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. So where do you want to start off? Huh? Besides you not being able to stop laughing.
I think I can compose myself. Okay. So 2019. I don't know. So the first thing coming up is going to be the event Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is ATA.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to watch 100 videos from bowhunting.com,
bowhunting360. But that's the next thing. That's the next thing coming up.
Right, yeah, it's the first thing of the year coming up.
Yeah. So that's going to be coming up next as far as archery-wise.
Right.
And then, so...
next week.
Yeah, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be kind of keeping an eye on everything and then kind of relaying what we've seen and whatnot. Because I know not everyone has time to sit down and watch all these videos and whatnot. So between your schedule being kind of off and, you know, I'm home and, you know,
right,
we can actually watch a lot of these videos.
Oh, yeah.
As far absolutely. As even the highlights, the best of, mm-hmm. of, you know, bowhunting.com yeah. does a really good job.
Yeah, the two guys last videos. Year did a great job. The Archery Talk, Bowhunting 360 is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people this year. Obviously, I'm sure you know, Brian from Gritty Bowman and all of them are going to be out there doing their podcast live from the show.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is between the difference between watching them and then watching the other, like, I'm just going to use bowhunting.com.
Right.
Just as an example. Mm-hmm. Between them and let's say the other guys doing like a podcast, mm-hmm. there's this kind of like an interview with someone who's there or just them kind of bullshitting about it, whereas right. the other ones go through each vendor, I right. should say.
Oh, yeah. The guys last year from bowhunting.com did a really good job because it was like yeah. they literally recorded a video and like handed that shit off to somebody, said, here, edit this.
It was like an hour it. Delay.
Right, yeah.
So,
whereas the podcast come out over months.
So they're both good. Mm-hmm. It's just two different sides of the picture. So that's all.
Well, a lot of things, too, you'll notice, too, and this is not to knock them because, I mean, we use the same products with a lot of stuff, except for Hoyt. We don't shoot Hoyt bows right now. You know, you're going to see, especially Gritty Bowman, Brian shoots Black Eagle arrows.
Right.
So you're going to probably see, I think his name is Dave, Black Eagle Dave or something like that or whatever. That's how they have them programmed into their phones.
Okay.
But you're going to hear, obviously, them, Black Eagle's probably going to be on his podcast for an episode.
Oh, yeah.
You're obviously going to hear, you know, Jordan and Casey from Mountain Ops on that podcast.
Oh, yeah, like definitely.
So, we never cover that type of stuff. You know, granted, if Black Eagle comes out with a new arrow, you're probably going to hear us talk about it because we absolutely love our carnivores. I'm sure if Easton even comes out with new arrows, you're going to hear us
anything
talk about
new
it.
That comes out, we're going to be going through.
Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be more geared towards the person who's trying to be financially, you know, thrifty, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You know? We're not going to be just listening to the top of the line.
Yeah. Well, even last year things. When we mentioned the Garmin, that was like, if you're baller status, you know, spend $1,000 because that thing had crazy fucking options. Sure, but whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be that top of the line and then that, you know, every average Joe.
Right,
you
exactly.
know, the normal person can afford.
Right.
Because not everyone can go out and drop, like, you know, hundreds of dollars on something for, you know, either hunting or archery or as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. Even any hobby, you have to put your priorities first. And that's actually the smart thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know, you make your bills and everything else like that and your kids, you know, because they got to eat. And
Jesus Christ.
So, you know, it's you know, not every person has that much. Even if you have the extra money, most people are putting it away for savings for college or an oh shit fund or something like that. So, you know, it's a lot of people are living on a budget. So granted, you see, sorry, I just hit the stand. That's fine. Get like dirty looks every time I hit it. I've been drinking. Give me a break.
Yes, I know.
I know, you know, a lot of people watch these videos of all these people with that are sponsored. And even if they're sponsored, but they believe in certain things and they're saying, well, this is the top of the line and this is the, you got to kind of at some point ignore it because not everyone can go out and drop that much money. And even if you're like on the whole lifestyle of, you know, hunting everything that you eat and going out and living off the grid and whatnot, you still have to set yourself on a, this is what I have, this is what I have to spend, and I can't spend the max of what I have because you have to leave that, oh shit, you can't just spend because that's your lifestyle.
As you can tell, Stephanie has been watching Life Above Zero way too fucking often at the moment. So
what? No, it's, you know what?
Substance lifestyle, sustenance, whatever it's called.
I give them a lot of credit because they go through, I know it's a reality show. And I know a lot of you are probably like, oh, it's a fucking reality show and I don't watch those and a lot of those are scripted. They actually did a whole thing on this show that I think like 90% is not scripted. Mm-hmm. That was part of the contract. They didn't want to script it for that reason. And,
well, Sue actually came out and said that blatantly.
Yeah. But either way, you have to look. And the fact that you have, let's see, we have cities where so many people are gathered together and everything's kind of, you could basically never leave your home. Mm-hmm. You can work from home now.
Yep.
If you can find that kind of job.
You can get your groceries delivered at home now.
You can get your groceries delivered at home. You can go on Amazon and get everything that you need in your household delivered to you. You can get your medications online. You can get any other item that you possibly need to survive online. You never have to leave your house. Yep. You never have to have any person-to-person social interaction ever. And then you can go to the extreme where these people are living out in the middle of nowhere. Basically, you look in Alaska, you look away from the cities far up north. And then, you know, if you think you're out far, just go like 100 miles more away from civilization. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, I see a patch of forest right there. That looks like a good place because it's by water. I'm going to build a cabin right there.
Yep.
And they go out, they build a cabin by themselves. With, you know, whatever sources of lumber and whatever they have out there and tools that they brought. You know, and some do dog sledding to make income to buy machinery and, you know, right. Some don't. And that goes to the extreme. But, you know, it goes to show you that even if you're not spending money, if you're working with what you have. So if you're out there, you don't have all these resources is the guy sitting at home that never has to leave. Or the person that's spending, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on every year, the new this, the new that. If you can work with what you have on the budget that you have to do it with, and you acquire the skill with what you have, you can do just as well as a job, sometimes better, than the person that's just dropping money.
Oh, yeah.
Is kind of my point in things. Mm-hmm. Because some people think that just because it's not as expensive, it's not as good. Well, no, if you get your ass out there every day and you practice enough with what you have. Right, well, you're doing what you have to do. Yeah. It's like us listening to that book with David Goggins, how he's out there running.
That is
he was running on like just whatever shoes he had. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, well, I can't run this distance or I can't do this because I don't have the right shoes or I don't have this or I don't have... No, bullshit. That's just an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it if you actually want it.
You just don't want to.
But it's all about work.
Yep, I agree.
You know, and the whole new year coming in and people doing these whole resolutions and I'm going to do this and it like lasts a month and then people are back into the routine that they're
right.
They are so used to and people get comfortable and they get lazy and, you know, it's they set these goals but they never actually stick to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the whole... Unfortunately, that's a whole mentality with the way things are now. It's just more comfortable. Whatever's easier to do, whatever's, you know, the easiest to get to.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, you know, a lot of these things out there that, like, we go over, it's, we try to look at a budget because that's what we have to work with.
Right.
Yeah. If you have more money, then go for something else. Doesn't matter.
I agree.
But just because you buy it at a higher price doesn't mean you're going to be any good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you know, with that event coming up, I'm sure we'll be talking about whatever sites we see that come up in there.
Obviously.
You know, like the ones last year, obviously, the Garmin was the big one because of the rangefinder.
Well, because that was the big combo that came out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it was going toward new technology of what was coming out that had very, I should say, like the reactions that came out of it. Were either the one extreme or the other. Loved it or you hated it.
Right. Well, the guys who hated it more so were the ones who were like, oh, the technology is ruining it. Okay, but you have a fucking $1,000 fucking bow and you're going to bitch about it.
No, and then you also have cameras set up where trail cams.
What do we mean with trail cams?
No, I'm saying some of these people that are bitching about the technology have these cameras set up.
Cameras set up everywhere.
Yeah, so people kind of lose sight as to, you know, where they are. And who is that?
Chris.
Did he respond?
Yes.
Sorry, we have a friend of ours. We were having a little debate before the podcast about who is older and who is younger as far as year-wise. And was I right that he's in the same year as me?
Yeah, he's around the same year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he was a year younger than me. Whichever.
Nope. Because we went on the whole millennial kick. And
yes.
I was born in 83.
Yes, you are at the crest of millennial.
So I'm an elder millennial.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm an elder millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad.
Which is sad.
Yeah, when does it even go to the years for millennials? Is it still going? Like
No. Z already started. Yours is like 83 to 03 or something like that.
I was say, because it can't be going, because for me and our kids to be in the same generation is absolutely ridiculous.
Our kids are part of Z. So.
I don't know why they started so late in the alphabet.
I don't know. Millennials are Y, so it's like, why the fuck did it happen?
Hey, I'm a millennial. But I'm an elder, so yes. I've...
You were on the cusp of why the fuck was I born this year.
And then after Z, what are they just going to start at, like...
Double A? I don't know.
I just think of AMCO, double A, MCO.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, speaking of just like a off-topic, commercial-wise.
Oh God, here we go with the commercial. I know exactly what the fuck commercial you're going to talk about.
So if anyone knows this commercial, I love this commercial. It's freaking ridiculous. It's from Unstoppables. Right? Unstoppables?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who makes it, though.
Some detergent shit for clothes.
Just type in YouTube or even in your Google search, the Unstoppable commercial. And it is friggin' hilarious. Whoever did this is a fucking genius. I had to say, you know what? I don't buy them. I never have, and this commercial doesn't make me want to buy them, but this commercial gives me some laughs.
Yeah,
well, I love it.
Okay, so what other goals do we have of what's going to happen this year?
So goals-wise, at least for me, I know
that. Yes, for you.
So for 2019, I set some running goals for myself because that's what I'm kind of doing. You know, two kids, and I'm not using it as an excuse because I feel like it should never, ever, ever be an excuse because it's an lazy excuse. Is the fact that after you have kids, you're like, oh, I couldn't lose weight because I had kids. But that was, you know, they're entering middle school and you're still packing on that extra 30 pounds. And you're like, oh, it's baby weight. And you're, you know.
That motherfucker's a teenager.
He's fucking driving.
Yeah.
So.
Mikey's 19.
Yeah. Our daughter is September. One and change. So 12th, I think like 15 months.
A year and a quarter.
And. You know, I'm slowly losing it. So I've been running lately, and I wanted to set my goals. So I did 1,500 miles for the year,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think is bad. It works out to like, what, 125?
Well, December, you also had originally set a goal just for yourself to do at least 100 miles for the month.
Right, which I did over.
You did like 120 almost.
106. Because of the holidays. I took a lot of days.
So you still did 106 for the month.
Yeah.
So now for 2019, you've set a 1,500 mile for the year.
Right.
Which basically means you have to do, what, about 125 miles a month.
Yeah, I think that's what I figured out.
Which is not bad. I mean, which is really, really good. Plus, you have other things you want to do when it comes to the running.
Yeah. So I want to, in some time of 2019, I didn't set like a certain month or by, you know, a specific date. So within the year of 2019, I want to run a half marathon. And I'm not going for time. I'm not trying to be setting records. I'm not trying to compete in professional races or whatnot. But this is a personal goal. And I figure the longer I run, the more I'll get to losing that weight. Because it's, I mean, come on. Has anyone ever seen an overweight marathon runner? Except on the movie That's My Boy, where the fat guy wins the marathon at the very end.
That was funny.
Wait, Tubby Tukes?
Yeah, yeah.
He chucks it the gallon milk, jug of chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
The Somalians guy's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and this big fat white guy passing him. Yeah.
So I'm not trying to set any records or anything like that. So I'm doing my half marathon sometime in 2019 and a full marathon. And I'm just talking about an actual
26.
Sanctioned race, not meaning like I go to the treadmill and I do that many miles. It's an actual race. It's start to finish.
Right.
That I do sometime in 2019. I have to keep looking at the race schedules to find out.
Well, there's several we found in this area. I mean, the Swamp Rabbit Trail area here, they do marathons, half marathons, 5Ks, 10Ks. Probably like once a month. And I'm going to throw my phone out the fucking window.
I had to send that text. So I know that we're an archery podcast, which is fine. But
yes.
I know that a lot of you also listen to us.
For humor.
Just to, yeah, it's probably mostly to laugh at us.
Probably.
And to make yourself feel normal. Yep. Like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. So I will be updating. Like, whenever I find a race or if I sign up, I'll just kind of throw that in there, basically saying, like, hey, this is coming up as part of our events. Well, my events.
Right.
Because Anthony's going to be mostly cheering me on, like, hey.
No, I'll probably end up doing, like, some 5K.
Bullshit.
No, I probably will. Sorry. I have to get back into
I had something in my
running.
Throat there.
Yeah, I know. You fucking maxed the mic out again.
That's okay.
So, no, but I probably will. Because I want to even, probably for myself, I just got to get myself a new pair of running sneakers. Because the trail sneakers I have right now, they suck.
Excuse me.
Yeah, those Skechers are garbage. They really are. So, I'm going to go get myself a new fresh pair of running sneakers here.
Fresh.
And I'm probably just going to try and get myself to where I'm doing probably 20 miles a week or something like that.
No, I thought you were going to say a day.
Well, no, 15 miles a week.
I was like,
no, 20 miles a day. Get the fuck out of here.
I call bullshit on that.
No, probably just do like a 5K three times a week or something like that. Just to get myself back in better shape, get my cardio back up, I guess.
Well, for my full marathon, you'll probably be like, yeah, keep going.
I'll probably like do 6 miles with you. And
oh, my pacer?
Yeah.
Except people
which
actually
would be
only,
funny because
they only get those at like 50 mile and up.
Well, whichever. You know, I'll hang out for a little while.
Can you even do that?
What?
Well, if you're not running like as a sponsored athlete, and I don't see why not.
Well, we're not sponsored anything, so.
Well, no, my point is, like, sometimes they say if you're not in the event, you can't be...
Oh, yeah, yeah, probably. I mean, there's probably things like that, which is fine. I mean, if I'm not allowed to, I'm not allowed to. I mean, but I do want to get us signed up for some fives and some tens. But I, like I said, I got to get myself back on into running and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And right now, the biggest problem with me, and which you even know, I have such a hard time running on the street or on the road, whatever you want to call it. In comparison to me running in the woods, I could run in the woods, no problem.
Yeah, I have a harder time with trail running.
Yeah,
versus
you have the harder time with that. Me,
concrete.
The pain that I have in my knees and my ankles from running in the street. Granted, I've really never owned, except for one pair of actual running sneakers, and that's when my mom got me the
Reebok
Zigs for Christmas because she managed to managed to find the miraculous fucking pair of Zig Wides.
Well, you like those. They and then were they great. You couldn't find them again.
Nope. No one wants to offer them in Wides anymore. Mm-hmm. Nike running shoes are really not found in Wides anymore. Reeboks are not found in Wides anymore.
They're like that Smalley and Narrow shit. Yeah,
exactly. My mom found the miraculous one pair of Reebok Zig Wides. And you even know that. I mean, that's when we were doing all the Spartan races. I ran those fuckers until the foam was blowing off the bottom of the sneakers. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah. I have to say those sorry. The Spartan races I actually really like, except for the fact that they're more expensive to do.
No, they're really not. I mean, even the early registration, when we looked up the full marathon for you, for granted it was one that was closer, it was still $70. You do the early registration for a Spartan race, it's $70. It's the same exact fucking thing.
Well, we see. Well, when you get two of us doing it, let's just round it to, you know, the $150.
Damn, well, that's
and
what
then
it is.
For you know, it's for just to run, right. It's you know, $40-$50.
Well, that's the same thing with the marathon. If you go to do your full marathon, even early registration before they do the initial price go up or bump or whatever the fuck you want to call it,
right?
It's $70.
That'll be the only
for your
hurdle.
Marathon. But that's also probably because of all the people they have. They have water stations. I think it says every 10K there's a water station. So every 6 miles, you got a water station.
Eight stations, yeah.
Or 5 miles or something. It ends up being like you have five or six of them through the entire marathon.
Right.
Where you can get like a cup of water and people like throw it all over themselves or whatever the fuck they do.
they do a dance in the middle of the street.
Yeah, exactly. you know, so it's whatever staff is being controlled of. Publicity for the event. Yeah, I mean, your money's going to all that. I'm sure, a lot of people that are on the trails observing what's going on. Everyone's a volunteer just hanging out, chilling. But there's a lot of other stuff that's going to go into that. The website, funds you're chipping in towards the...
it goes to usually an organization, I should say.
Yeah, a lot
that's
of...
actually hosting it. Not for just that event, but it goes to their purpose. So it's usually an organization that's backed by either a cancer society or some other society that's actually trying to go toward another goal. So, you know, things like that don't really bother me too much because it's almost like a donation. Like, okay, race is only, like, let's just say per person $20 to really fund to... actually function, but for it to actually go toward that and everything else they're doing it for, like the publicity to fund the other things, they're gonna do a donation. It's like when you go into some of the national parks, mm-hmm. they say, well, admission is free, but we take donations,
right?
So like the one by us, Paris Mountain. Mm-hmm. They say it's free to go in, but we do appreciate donations. Hint, hint, like if you have $5.
Right.
That'd be greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. Or even more, but you know what, honestly, with all the people that going in and out, you know, anything that you could give always goes into any national park or anything like that. Always helps.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of our marathons and stuff that are in this area, mm-hmm. a lot of them have cancer charities associated.
And
with them.
What might be curious is the fact that once I get to see how this year goes and how I progress as far as running, because mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to progress in the next couple months, if it's going to take me a slow amount of time or if something kicks in where I'm like, okay, I can do a lot more than I thought, and I figure that out. We have the Appalachian Mountains close to us. They're in Georgia.
In a relative area.
Yeah. I think they're within like an hour drive. Mm-hmm. And the Appalachian Trail does a lot as far as a technical trail to run what I heard.
Yeah, that's a lot of vertical change. And stuff
that
like
would
that.
Be some really good, if I ever got to that point and we could do something like that, that would be really cool. Because going out in Tennessee for tack, that's going kind of from the drive from here to there. We pass by where the Appalachian area is.
Mm-hmm.
We actually pass through it.
Right.
I don't know the actual map.
Oh, I don't
map,
remember the state park. When we came to drive home from TAC, we came
You can
home
see
locally.
The Appalachian map.
Yeah, we
mountains.
Drove through the mountain range on the way here.
So that'd be cool if we eventually got to a point, not this year, but the year after, if we saw something tied in around the same time and like mm-hmm. coming back from tech or going to, we could stop, do some kind of race,
mm-hmm.
and then, head either way.
Right.
That would be kind of cool.
That would work.
Did you set anything else for yourself, or it's just that?
For me, no. I right now, the big thing is just, you know, I want to try and get at least 750 for me done for the year on, like, treadmills or road-wise.
Actually, come to think of it, now that you're talking about running and stuff like that.
Sure.
You have gift cards to Cabela's for...
We have to go to the Cabela's in-store because...
Yeah.
And it's what I even what I said last time. Like, when we go into the Cabela's store, our Cabela's store is very organized, and there's a lot of shit in the store. I have realized, now that I have the gift cards, because I have almost $200 right now in gift cards, the website sucks. And I hate to say it like that. The website is garbage. It really is.
I think they're trying to get you to go to the store more than...
Even for their archery selection, hands down, there is way more shit in that store than that's listed on that website. Because even when you go to, like, click the whole, you know, what's available in store, and you watch the list go from 60 to, like, 15, it's kind of strange. And then when I go in the store, there's shit that's in the store that's not even listed on the webpage.
Yeah, they actually have, it's not as large as some of the other sections, but they still have a decent...
They have a decent selection. They have a lot of different arrows. You know, the big one is Easton, if you're in Cabela's.
Right.
So, which is fine. I mean, you know, that's where I would probably end up picking up more FMJs or something like that. If I knew we were going to go for a big animal, I'm still going to, for a large-ass animal, big bear, or, God, if I was ever go for elk or whatever, I would end up going back to FMJs over the Black Eagles just for the fact that I know those will punch right the fuck through.
You know, but
because of the aluminum sleeve. Carbon tends to stick to flesh as it tries to go through.
Right.
So.
But going into the Cabela store, we can actually get you some decent trail shoes.
Yeah, we can get me trail. Yeah, the trail running sneakers are not a problem. It's me getting regular running sneakers is the problem right now. I can't run on a treadmill or on the street in trail sneakers. They have to be a lot more like floaty.
Just because of your knee?
Yeah, especially my left knee. But that's, you know, 20 years of construction and me being a mechanic. And
David Goggins did Hell Week on two broken legs.
Okay. And I.
And your knee is just a little tweaky.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not him.
I know. Man, if you listen to this book, it makes you like, God damn, I'm a bitch.
Yeah. Straight up. Yeah. No joke.
He had two broken, I think it was feet shins. Or shins. And his shins this motherfucker, he taped it up to a point where the doctors wouldn't see it, and he didn't have to get medically put out.
Right. Yeah, he duct taped his ankles.
To finish Buds.
Mm-hmm.
What in the hell?
Yep.
That is a determined man right there.
Nuts determined. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Almost goes hand in hand.
Well, they say that the more toward insanity you are, the smarter you are.
Yes.
So yes. If someone is completely, like if their IQ is at the highest
genius
and they're
is on the border
completely
of
insane.
Insanity.
Yeah. Because they're like, oh, I'm really surrounded by the dumb motherfuckers around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that would drive me insane too.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
No, but, you know, I want to get the running done. I want to get, obviously, more, get us going back to the range more often.
Well, our schedule was just thrown for a loop because of the big trip in Thanksgiving,
right.
That whole time. Mm-hmm. And then your schedule kind of got flip-flopped, so we couldn't go back to the range at the same time, which, you know, with our son, it does screw a lot of things up. He cannot sit at the range right now.
Right.
He just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not right for us to try and force it.
Right.
Is all I'm saying. Some people are like, oh no, you should just learn how to do. No, he has his issues, and it's wrong for us to try to bring him to a smaller area and tell him to sit in the chair one spot, and he's not allowed to have electronics anymore. So that's just.
Well, that's
up.
The one thing we've learned with him is that electronics are a crutch to him. They're not something that he does well with.
Uh-uh.
You think he does well with them because he sits there and he looks preoccupied, but it ends up causing a lot more problems than it does help, especially with him.
Yeah. So we've just taken him away just completely with him, and he's actually progressed.
Mm-hmm.
So now that the holidays are over, because for New Year's we went out to Myrtle Beach, all that nice stuff, And now that everything's kind of coming down, we're getting back into the regular routine. You're going back to your normal schedule. Our son's going back
to school. Hopefully I'll be on my schedule for a fucking decent amount of time.
Now we can go back into the, okay, we can go to the range in the morning. Then we can go
pick up. No, we can't.
Why not?
Because you're running every morning.
Yeah, but when I was running before the range before, I just cut it off at a certain time. I run from 8 to 9, and then we just leave by 9:30. Like 9:30 to 9:40.
Yeah, we can. Okay.
That's yeah, right. I was running well, before,
you're also,
too.
Yeah, but you're also running double the amount right now.
Yeah. You know, the thing is if I know we don't have to, if I have this extra time and nothing else is scheduled, then I'm just going to keep running.
Right.
So I don't have a feeling of, okay, I have this time limit that I have to get everything in on. But if I know that we want to go to the range, well, they don't open till 10. It takes us about 20 minutes to get there.
Yes.
So we have to leave at least by 9:40 to get the most out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to, because it's the freaking school now is like right down the road.
Yes, it is.
So nice. I can actually get back by 8, or actually before 8. And I can run in for a solid hour and be able to get back to the house and take a shower. And we can, you know, go to the range. You just have to actually, like, you know, help with our daughter and, like, getting her up, dressed. And well, you work second shift. So if she's sleeping, you're sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If she sleeps till 9, I'm out till 9.
Yeah, don't anyone take that out of, like, a context. Because when I say that is basically... Anthony gets home at midnight.
Yep.
So
anyone who works swing shift knows that by the time you get home and try to relax, take a shower, probably eat something.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah. So, but it's not even swing shift. Any normal person, they get home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to be, you're screwed for 2 hours.
They take a shower, just a normal, just your normal, you know, taking care of yourself. So
like Saturday killed me.
Yeah, because
I worked overtime this week and we're allowed to do a, since I still don't mention my job, my company has a policy where we have to have a minimum of 10-hour gap between shifts.
Well, some companies is only 8.
Right, some companies it's 8. My company mandates 10, so
we're not going to go down that road again.
Yeah, yeah, bonus to the company I work for that. And that's what I did. I literally came home. I got home at, I was actually ran a little bit late on Friday night. I think I didn't get out of work till 10 to 12.
Yeah.
So by the time I got home, it was already about 12:30. You know, come home, eat something real fast, take a shower. I got in bed at 1:30 and I was back up. 1:30? No, it was probably almost 2 o'clock still by the time I went to sleep. Yeah, and I was back like up at quarter to 8.
No.
Because I had to be at work by 10 o'clock.
No, you got up a little bit later than that.
Did I? I thought it was around 8 o'clock.
Even still, it's you're getting home. And then you're going to bed and you're getting up just to go back and earlier than you normal. But
right.
Either way, you know, if our daughter is sleeping still, then you're sleeping.
Bed, yeah.
I usually see the way it runs.
And our daughter's
usually
cute. She wakes me up. She leans over a crib and looks at me and goes, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And someone never wakes up because he just doesn't hear. So, you know, the way it is that I'm on Anthony's schedule because I'm the one that gets up with him to get him to school in the morning. So it's usually with me and him in the morning.
Right.
And then Harley is, because I'm running, is with Anthony. So whenever she gets up, because she usually gets up around 5 to have her change and her
bottle.
Her drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go back to sleep. So you know what? If you can get the extra sleep when you don't need to be up, then there's no reason for you to...
I mean, even when she wakes up at 5 o'clock, I mean, it really is, though. It's a quick diaper, give her a bottle, and she lays back down.
It's her routine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She doesn't try to stay up. She doesn't... Unless she went to bed at, like, 7 o'clock the night before, then she's like, no, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids don't try to get an extended amount of sleep.
No, no. Neither of them do.
They're like 8 hours and done. I'm like, oh, come on. Seriously. Because anyone with kids knows that once they go to sleep and you have that quiet time, it's wonderful. And you don't ever want to let it go sometimes. So you stay up and do, if you have to do something
you
for
do
yourself.
You do dumb shit like record a podcast. Look at that.
It's not dumb. It's our hobby and I get enjoyment out of this. But even if it's something else or even if it's you just don't want to do anything at all and you just want to sit for like an hour or two and just bullshit. Mm-hmm. So whether it's productive or non-productive, you don't go to bed when they go to bed. And then your 8 hours turns into 6 or 5 and they're all ready to go. And you're like, no. Nope, 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 nope. Which, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your goals. Those are my goals.
Yeah, for me, those for are the things that
we
want
to
do. Yes.
We have tax. We're still waiting for Tennessee to get actually
so we can register.
Finalized. That's the word mm-hmm. I was looking for, finalized. Because they said they're still working things out, which probably is the dates and making sure that the event is okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I can understand.
Well, even last time was kind of, you know, I mean, the event was great. But there was also a wedding scheduled the same day at this at that ranch. So.
Yeah, fuck that wedding.
And, we had a better time than that wedding.
So, you know, it's we're waiting on that to get finalized to say 100% mm-hmm. of what's going on with it.
Well, that one we know we're going to. We're going to make that shit work to get to that event.
Yes. And I, you know what? I actually looked because we had that wedding in Boston in June. The weekend before was the Seven Springs PA mm-hmm. TAC event.
Right.
And I was, man, I was trying to make that work where we could go to that and go to the wedding because we were all up north. Because, you know, if it's up north, it's close. Not really, because 6 hours ain't that close.
It's 6 hours five
Your parents.
Hours. It's 5 hours from Seven Springs to my parents.
It's 6 hours. No.
Pitt is 6 hours.
No, it's 5 hours and 53 minutes, oh, according to MapQuest.
Oh, wonderful. Really? I thought it was like 5 hours.
Nope, it is. 5 hours. You probably saw that five and stopped reading. And you're like, oh, okay. That's cool. No, it's 5 hours and 53 minutes from your mom's house, which is where we were thinking to, you know, leave the kids, they can stay with the grandparents, and we can go out to the tech event. Yep, nope. And he's trying to do that now to prove my ass wrong.
No, I'm wondering. Yep. That's all.
Either way, 5 or 6 hours. It's not like I thought it was going to be an hour. But I was also thinking PA wasn't that big. I was like, nah, PA is like Rhode Island. It's like a county, but it's not really.
PA anyway. Is like a county? Really? 548. Yeah, you're right. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's closer to 6 hours.
Yep.
You saw that five and stopped reading.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did for sure. Damn.
So you just don't have enough vacation time to do that.
No. If it was next year, actually, I would. Because I get my third year right after my brother's, well, we my third two, year, my third week,
your third
right
year.
After my brother's
I break my wedding. 90 days.
Yeah. No, I get my third year right after my brother's wedding. So,
yeah. And all the TAC events end in July.
Well, that's because hunting season's going to start the next month. And don't they need can't. Guys shooting fake dummies getting shot by big dummies.
Oh, my God. That would be mm-hmm. that would be horrible. That would absolutely be horrible. Having these 3D animals all over the mountain or wherever you have it.
Could you imagine, especially like Seven Springs, Pennsylvania? That would be funny because, you know, everyone knows, you know, I've mentioned it before with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you know, how they've moved like a bunch of the elk into Kansas and now the elk are starting to migrate into Pennsylvania.
Yeah, one dumb hunter.
Got in the background screaming, I shot an elk! Fucking dumbass, you shot a 3D dummy. Wrong mountain, dickhead.
You know. Oh my God, talking about wildlife, I know we posted this video, or you posted this video, and yeah. About the Alaska, what was it, a brown bear?
Yeah, that was a grizzly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this guy was driving in his truck, or it was a...
Look like a Chevy, 2500 or something like that, or it might have been a Tahoe.
It wasn't a Fit, I'll tell you that.
No, it wasn't. Fucking bear would have been the size of a Honda Fit.
A Mitsubishi I.
Oh God, can you imagine that? I would love to see a grizzly swat either a Fit or an Eye, just to watch that car just do as it rolls over. One of them little smart cars, fucking bear's bigger than the car.
Little Fiat. Look, it's a marble.
Or a Mini Cooper.
Yeah. So this bear, it runs across the road in front of him, and this guy kind of creeps along.
Right. This is on our podcast Instagram page, so Off Center Archers on Instagram.
So he creeps by, and then you see out of the actual wood line, the bear sticks his head out and comes charging to the car.
No, he crosses the street.
That's what I just said. He crosses the street first, and the guy creeps by, mm-hmm. and then you see him poke out of the wood line, and then
the bear just
charges.
Stops. He's looking at the truck.
And he charges.
Yeah, he charges at the fucking truck. And the guy's like, oh shit, hit the gas, go.
As he's taking off, you actually see the guy videoing. He turns to the back. And the bear.
Is that the bumper?
Yeah. What the fuck? If you were walking down that road, if you were hiking in that area.
Oh, you're dead. You were lunch fucking meat if you were hiking down that road.
But the thing is if you were hiking in that area, one, by yourself.
You'd have a gun.
You should have the area already known. You shouldn't be doing that unknown area if you don't know the whole layout of Alaska. Oh, because even experienced people that actually are native to that state, they won't go by themselves unless there is no other way and they have to get, if they're on a hunting trip and there is no other way and that's like a survive or die situation.
Absolutely.
You always go in those kinds of areas with someone else just for anything. But if you go by yourself, you're carrying a big fucking gun.
Oh, yeah. You got a hand cannon.
You got some kind of protection on you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do either one of those.
And not the one that goes in your wallet.
You're naive or stupid. You know?
Well, they are. I mean, well, but that's.
People don't realize that, like, wildlife up there, if they're going into certain seasons or if there's no food around and they get to a point where if you're existing in their area, they're going to, and if they're hungry enough, you're going to become, you know, lunch. And that's just how it is. And the thing is that the softening of society, people don't think that. They're like, oh, I could just hike wherever I want to. Oh,
bears are
and
huggable.
It's wonderful country to look at. And it's so beautiful.
I can go pet that bear. Yeah,
and they think, oh, at home, I never see a bear. So I'm not going to see one here. No, that's not likely going to happen.
Yeah, you see all these people that are watching like the live action rendition of Jungle Book. Mowgli or whatever it's called.
Whatever. You're
like, oh, look, you know, some of the animals are so nice. No. Majority of these fucking animals are just like that panther that's trying to eat that boy.
Mostly all of them.
That's the realistic thing of it.
Mostly all of them.
You look tasty.
I gotta say, though, after seeing, like, the wolverines and stuff like that.
Oh, in Alaska. Hmm.
They are nasty.
Yeah.
Little things.
Yeah.
They are, you know, when I first would, like, okay, wolverines, and you see a picture, like a still picture of them, you're like, yeah.
And they look bad until they attack.
Meh. And until they're like, you could take down, you know, a bunch of them could take down a bear. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's insane.
They said the great, like, the big gray wolves in Alaska can kill bears, you know.
Well, because you rarely see them. As I say, you rarely see them by themselves.
No, they're pack hunters. You know, you see one by itself, that's because he's the scout and his whole posse's on the other side of that ridge ready to fuck you up.
He's a beta going in for the going in for the decoy.
I'm gonna set out the little bitch on this scout adventure.
And then by the time you realize that the alpha is to your right.
Yeah, when we hear the shriek, everybody kill whatever hurt him.
Mm-hmm, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, man, people don't realize. They just don't. They don't fathom. Alaska is a scary fucking state.
Alaska is, American-wise, probably the last frontier, really, of the country. I'm sure it is probably sections of, you know, Arizona has got some crazy hills and shit like that. And, you know,
but if you tell someone about, like, blah, blah, blah location in Arizona compared to blah, blah, blah location in Alaska, everyone's first reaction is to be like, oh, no, Alaska's worse.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also because of the temperature drop.
A lot of people underestimate. Alaska has earthquakes and fucking tsunamis.
Yeah, Fairbanks gets a lot of earthquakes. Not a lot, but they get earthquakes.
They just had a second one. Yeah. It was on Google today.
I'm saying people think earthquakes and they think of California. That's the first thing they think of. At least I think of.
Well, that's
if someone says, like, quick answer, earthquakes, you think, oh,
Cali.
California. Like, blizzards.
If you're in America, you automatically think of the San Andreas fault line because the movie and then that double-decker bridge that fucking killed a shit ton of people back
here,
in the 90s.
Here, I'll prove it to you. Real quick. Sinkholes.
Florida.
Okay.
Spring Hill, specifically.
Tornadoes.
Kansas.
Thank you.
Kansas, of course, yeah. Okay. Wizard of Oz.
So, that's my whole point, is you don't spit out for, like, hey, earthquakes. You don't say, Alaska.
No. Yeah, well, it is true.
I'm right.
It is true. Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're not. It is true. Yeah. Alaska is on the Ring of Fire.
Yeah. People are like, what's the Ring of Fire?
Yeah.
Survey says. Plate. Okay. And people are like, what was the Pacific plate? And we're not going down that rabbit hole.
No. Please, let's not.
Just Google it. Yes. Google is at your fingertips. Just Google it.
Stephanie says, I have a master's degree in useless knowledge, and I'm not answering these fucking questions.
Well, neither one of us are geologists, so
I've done reports on earthquakes, volcanoes, all that crazy shit from when I was in school. I was a fascinated little fucking dickhead about disasters. That was like,
how many decades ago?
It was awesome. What are you going to do an earthquake on? Everyone else is like, I'm going to do an earthquake on. What am I saying? A book report or some shit on, you know. They pick something, you know.
Gay.
No, I don't even I don't even term it. But no, they would do like good book reports. But my thing was like disasters. I just did one completely on earthquakes, you know.
Wait, disaster number one, marriage.
For most people in America, probably. Yeah. Shit. No, but I remember doing ones on earthquakes. I did one on volcanoes. I did another one on like weather events, hurricanes and shit.
Fuck volcanoes. These people that live by volcanoes are just, oh, fuck that. Fuck that. And, you know, any people are like, oh, they're so beautiful. Okay, tell people that lived in Pompeii the same thing. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Well, you know.
Your ash-like body is beautiful.
But do you have any idea how Giddy's tomatoes fucking grow in lava soil?
Oh, but the tomato sauce is great.
I'm telling you, that's fucking Italians. My whole family, half of my family is, and I can literally say this because my family did it. They came here on a fucking boat from Italy. So
Jerusalem.
I'm not just saying that to be, he's just saying it because he's Italian.
No, his grandparents are legit off the boat.
My family came to the U.S. on a fucking boat. So yeah. I can say that.
Your grandfather had to learn English.
Yes, actually went to school for it. Yes. My grandfather was probably my grandfather, my grandmother, the probably best depiction of the 1950s-ish immigrant to come to the U.S.
But then
they didn't come here and say, learn my language. Those fuckers came here. They learned English. They got jobs. They got their fucking citizenship. They did the whole nine yards.
Your mama's side, they were around Europe.
Oh, yeah.
They took a tour.
Yes. So, but, you know,
I just know, I was Polish.
Could you imagine that, though? I mean, my grandfather would make jokes about that because my grandfather always had his own garden, and it's the tomatoes, and you grew the zucchinis. Anything you could see in Sebastian Maniscalco's comedy, it's absolutely fucking true.
Well, except for the Sicilian.
No.
You're not Sicilian.
We're not Sicilian. No, I'm not Sicilian.
No, your stepfather's Sicilian.
My father, George, is Sicilian, yes.
Yeah.
He is. So, you know, all the vegetables, you went down to your garden.
And you got that shit.
Oh, yeah. You know, my grandfather was mixing everything. You could imagine that there was lime mixed into the soil, and there was perlite thrown in the soil, and there was like the volcanic stone because...
and if you had animals getting into that garden, they woke up to a lunch of...
a fucking
lunch
coolant.
Of death.
Yeah, bologna and some fucking coolant. They were dying.
I think, you know, it's nice to know that you know at least half of where your family actually came from. Because they were from there, so they told you, like, okay, no, this is where we were from. Mm-hmm, whereas my half, all I know is that I think my great-grandparents were from, what, Poland or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're from Poland. So I know I got a big chunk of Polish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm half Italian. I know I'm half. I'm over half, actually.
So our kids are so far Polish Italians,
quarter Guinea, quarter Polak, with the rest being just mutt syndrome. So, which is fine. I don't care. We have adorable kids.
Well, you know what? If we do the actual ancestry thing, where they do like just the percentage of where your DNA comes from, I think we'll share it on one
we'll
of our
share
episodes.
It? Oh, yeah, God.
I think it should be funny. We could either open it
People
up for
the
first.
Background going, Jesus, their kids are fucked.
Maybe we should open up for the first time on the actual pod. Well, we don't do a video, so it really wouldn't work out because as
we're
going
to start doing that's also one of the goals for this year is to make this have video.
Yeah,
so
I would
one
like
of our other goals.
I
for
would
this.
Like video.
I have
that
to
just
build
comes
us a
down
computer
to
though first. That's the biggest thing right now. Is I mean, the laptop we have right now, we can do a stream video, but it's not going to be a really good quality. Like, I shouldn't say it's not going to be bad. It'll be 720p, so it'll be borderline HD, But if anything tweaky goes on where, you know, if I have to run, like now, if I have to run our recording setup in the background, I don't know if us streaming and me running the recording setup at the right. same time will cause it just to freak out and fry.
Right. So it's not that we don't have that goal for our podcast, but it's more of us where the funding is actually going to be going and when, because we have the two weddings, but we do have a car being paid off.
Yes.
Which is a big payment.
Ooh, we got like six weeks and that bitch is done.
Yep. So we just have to make sure. Okay. So family weddings first. And then we have our tack.
Tack goes along with the weddings.
I'm sorry. Wait. Tack, then weddings.
Three first line events. Tack, family weddings. Okay. Two family weddings and
so
tack.
So we have these and, you know, from there, then we have to say, okay, after spending for those is where and how much new computer setup. Obviously, well, we would take care of the computer. I don't even know why I'm talking about this because I'm new computer like technically setup is retarded.
Not a lot of money. It's really not.
I'm just saying.
Because I've already went through all the parts and stuff like that and the resources that our recording system uses and what it would take for me to run.
You should have Jay's 2 cents build you one.
No. No, no.
Okay,
no,
so if anyone doesn't know.
Oh, God.
Anyone Stephanie
knows
who,
nothing about computers at all.
Yes, and everyone who listens.
Loves watching certain computer channels that I watch.
Yeah, so anyone who listens, who actually talks to Anthony on the Discord channel for
they
like technical stuff. So you know that I know.
Nothing.
Nothing about technical. Now this guy, Jay's 2 cents, if you look him up on YouTube, he'll pop up. He is great to watch. Anytime Anthony watches these videos, I love watching these videos. I understand absolutely nothing of what he talks about when he talks about equipment.
But he doesn't talk about it like he's a fucking
right. But that's nerd. But that's my point, is I can still get enjoyment out of watching this. But then after, if you say, okay, give me a rundown of everything, I'll be like, I have no fucking clue.
My favorite was when he tried to do the overclock competition against Gamers Nexus. And that's just another big gaming channel. They do like super high-end computers for people to run games at stupid fucking speeds. They were having a competition with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph sees Jay's doing this crazy overclocked rig on it. And there's smoke coming off the motherboard. She's like, what the hell is he doing? And he goes, yeah, we're going to, you know, overclock this with LN2. She's like, isn't that fucking liquid nitrogen? I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God.
I never said that.
You were like,
I never said that, because even when you say that now,
LN2.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck that is.
You asked me. You told me you asked me if it was liquid nitrogen.
I probably asked you, what the hell is that? Like, liquid nitrogen, with your glasses being fixed, with your hands crossed. Why, Stephanie, that's liquid nitrogen. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have known from my thesis on la la la.
So, but no, his channel is good.
But this guy is just fun to watch. He is one funny guy to watch. But he does builds for, like, Terry Crews.
Yes, Terry Crews. He did one for Post Malone.
Yeah, which, you know what? When I saw the wording for Post Malone, I was like, who the fuck is this? And then Anthony's like, no, you know who this is.
Yeah.
And we don't listen to that music.
No.
But he's like, this is mainstream, some of his songs. You probably heard it.
Commercials and shit.
You've heard these songs. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck he is. I don't know what you're talking about right now. So we had to YouTube some of his videos. And I'm like, oh.
Yep, I've heard that song.
He's white? Well, holy shit. It's like Seven Dust. I'm like, what?
Jesus Christ.
Dude's got dreads? Okay, holy shit. So not
if anyone happens to listen to rock music and listens to a band called Seven Dust, and if you don't, do yourself a favor and look them up, because
listen to them first and then
listen
get in your head what the singer might look like,
and it's absolutely fucking wrong.
Yeah,
because the first time that Stephanie, I mean, we listened to Seven Dust a lot and
for years, I was never one to go for videos.
Yeah, we never really, neither of us are. We don't really watch music videos.
No.
So, you know, listen to them for years, years and years. And then we get tickets to go see them when we lived up in New York. We went to the Chance to go see Seven Dust.
No. I found out before then.
I was getting to that because we actually watched a video like right after we bought the tickets. And Steph like makes this YouTube fucking marathon of Seven Dust videos. And she goes, Anthony, did you know the singer of Seven Dust is a big black dude with dreads? I'm like, yeah. I've known that for years. Since I saw them like 10 years ago.
Trust me. Listen, if you don't know who they are, just listen to a song of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what the singer looks like in your head. And now that we're already giving you the ideas, that you'll be like, oh, I thought that all along. But honestly, no. So Post Fantastic Malone was the prime example of what I thought was, like, when I heard that song of what I pictured him.
As soon as you hear a Post Malone song, you automatically think of super auto-tuned T-Pain.
Yeah, basically. You know? And then I saw him, I was like, oh, shit.
Looks nothing like what you would expect.
Nothing. No. But Jay Sousence, he does these builds for, like, famous people, plus he shows other builds for, like, just random people that are mm-hmm. that have, like, sent him messages, like, hey, could you build me a blah, blah, blah for gaming of something? So
he doesn't build systems for other people.
Yeah, he did. He did the one guy in, like, friends. Idaho or something like that, that he wanted shipped, and he did that whole episode about how to properly pack your...
No. The guy he sent that computer to is his racing coach. Jade does road course racing as a hobby. He owns an 800 horsepower Camaro ZL1. So that guy is actually Jay's driving coach.
It was for someone who wanted...
No, he built his driving coach this fucking nasty beast of a gaming PC.
So if we ever had... Okay, money aside... If we, like, had it, and you actually sent him a message saying, hey, we do a podcast where we want a computer to do video and run at blah, blah, blah speed.
He's already done it. He's done videos of, so, like, if you're going to do this, you could build this system and get this.
So he wouldn't build it for anyone else?
No. He purposely does not build systems.
Is that just because he doesn't have the time?
He probably doesn't have the time for one, and also two is he is probably one of the most heaviest sponsored computer tech YouTubers there is right now.
Okay.
Like
YouTubers.
YouTubers. Did I say YouTuber? Well, shut up, man. You know, he's sponsored by Fractal Design for doing they build computer cases. They build the actual cases.
Okay.
Then they also build radiator systems with coolers and whatever. But there's other Intel, NVIDIA sponsors it. AMD sends him chips all the time, and, you know, graphics cards and all this other shit. Mm. So what he does is he constantly builds different systems for different videos, because people always have 100 fucking questions. People want to know what happens if you throw an AMD chip with an NVIDIA card or an AMD.
Well,
with
doesn't
an AMD
that also blah, give blah, blah, him ideas blah, blah. For new videos that he posts up?
Yes, it does. Well, he also sometimes will go through the comments, even though he refers to the comments on his videos like cancer, which I don't blame him
because... Well, because people will go out of their way...
Well, when it comes to tech stuff, it's the same thing with archery. You either have dudes who love you, like, we could watch Jay, and I'll always put a positive comment because, A, he's fucking funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
B, I'm always learning something from him.
I learn nothing.
I do. You know, I learn which radiators are better for this chip, that chip. And, you know, if I want to go that route for the system, I'm going to build
it. I probably watched every single video you've watched
with
the same attention span, and I have learned nothing.
Yeah, but
nothing.
You don't absorb technology stuff, I do.
No, I don't.
And it's just, you know.
Well, you have the people that go out of their way to not absorb any of the message that anyone's saying, but if someone, like, curses or they'll be negative.
The big thing that you'll see on there is, like, let's say if someone builds the same exact system, like he did this system the one time, and it was it was an AMD CPU with an AMD graphics card. It was nothing major. This was supposed to be like a budget system,
right?
But all AMD. So it was, I think, a Ryzen 5 system. So it was, you know, a six core processor, 12 thread, blah, blah, blah. And the 580 graphics card and 16 megs of RAM. And it produced such and such score on TimeSpy, which is one of the programs he'll use to test systems.
Okay.
And this is where you can see the same exact how people are dickheads or in comments. Because he'll post the score that he got. This is what he got with this particular problem.
Right.
Now, when you come to computers and technology and stuff, they call it the Silicon Lottery.
Okay.
One chip may be better than the other.
I remember him saying that. Like, right. One might be out of the ordinary.
One may be more... a fucking freak and one may not be.
Right.
Right. And people are like, mine's faster. I got a higher score. All right, bro. Maybe you got the Silicon Lottery on that fucking chip. Fine. You know, it is what it is. And that's where you see the similarities of, you know, from tech to archery. It's like, I can do this.
Please. It's all those people that they, you know, they make it a point to put something negative on the assumption. Yeah. It's like just, you know what?
I have to pat myself on the back.
Most of the time, if it was without social media, for someone to be around someone else doing whatever it is, if it was back in the day when before technology is to where it is, no one would ever say that. It was 99% possible that you would not say that to the other person. You'd get that one asshole that would say it no matter what.
But
the problem is that
shit.
Growing up, I didn't have a fucking cell phone. I didn't have, you know, the Google is what it is now. We didn't have Facebook or
me.
MySpace came along when? Like probably when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So
I was toward the end of high school.
Yeah, we didn't have that at some of the ages that are these people are now having.
Right.
And you know, you would not say that to the person's face. No, and if you did. You were labeled as like, oh, that's the asshole.
Oh, that's right. You grew up in what was considered upstate New York. See, I grew up in New York City. If you talk shit, because back then social media didn't exist, you got punched in the fucking mouth.
Well, yeah.
So, straight up.
You grew up in the Bronx.
And God forbid you spoke shit to the wrong person on the block I grew up on, you know. There was a good chance that you didn't just get punched in the face. You were probably on the floor unconscious with certain people that would throw a punch at you. So,
well,
you know,
it's my upstate is still considered. I grew up in that. It was considered upstate to everyone in the city.
If you live in New York City and everyone in New York City, if you do listen to this, you'll know it. If anything is above Westchester County, it's upstate. That's it. If it's north of Westchester County or north of Putnam County on the east side of the Hudson River, it's upstate. So Dutchess County, Orange County.
But then that's where upstate. I was compared to like Binghamton or Albany.
Oh, that was like a whole another state, it looked like.
Yeah. If you go up like an hour, 2 hours north of where I grew up, it was even more country.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because my area was going into more people that commuted into the city. So it was starting to get built up more, a lot more commuters. So a lot more of everything. And it's just congested. And you know what? Honestly, now it's just we visit that same area because, you know, we have family.
I have one person we visit in New York City. That's it.
Your parents. No. I'm talking about I am.
Yes.
Not in the city. I'm talking about.
No.
You know, it's... You just, every time we go back, it just gets more congested.
I'll say in New York City, we have one group of family members left in New York City that I will drive down the city to go see. Because I'm not going past the Bronx when it comes to going to the city. I'm not driving into Brooklyn, even though I do have family out there too. But that shit's not happening.
And you know what's funny? When you say out to Brooklyn, I'm like, I didn't know one was farther than the other. I thought it was just all kind of like... You know,
no.
Mashed together.
New York mashed together. Most of the five boroughs are actually separated by water.
Like a different town. Like just kind of drive over. Yeah, but just, you know.
The five boroughs are probably actually technically five counties.
You know? Yeah, they are.
Because you have Bronx and Queens.
Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn.
No,
Yonkers.
Kings. Kings is Brooklyn.
That's right. Kings in Brooklyn. And then Yonkers?
No, Yonkers is Westchester.
Oh, whatever, it's a city. God damn
Staten
it.
Staten Island and Manhattan.
Fucking whatever. If you ask someone about Yonkers, anyone who doesn't live in the city, Yonkers, they're like, yeah, Yonkers is part of the city. But most everyone who lives in the city is like, no.
Yes,
but the rest of America is like, yeah, that's a city.
Mm-hmm.
That's a city. It's the fucking city. Stop trying to separate yourself from the crowd.
You're 5 days older.
You're Oh, that's backtracking to the earlier section.
Text message is still coming in as we're recording.
Yeah, and that was the whole debate on if he was born in the same year as us.
Yeah, you're 5 years older.
Me. And yeah, he's a millennial.
Yes, he is.
That's our friend that's gung-ho gun nut.
Gun enthusiast.
Yep, and he likes to always talk shit about millennials.
He is the ultimate AR builder of all my friends.
And
you don't like ARs? Let me build one and show you how fast I can fire it.
Did you let him know he's an elder millennial?
No, I didn't let him know he's an elder millennial.
You should let him know he's an elder millennial. Yeah, I think so. I think you should.
No, that's fine. Okay, yes, I will.
83 is the cusp. I think the very first year of the millennials. So anyone out there who is 83, I'll even count 84s. We are the elders. We have seen from the technology from a lot less than what it is now. And we've seen, God, it's almost like a gap in the generation, but it's considered the same generation, which is weird. But I guess if you were born in 1900, and like that guy who lived to 112, you have seen some shit, like from cars and phones and TV and all that shit. I mean, you have got to be thinking to yourself, holy shit, if half these kids lived, you know, in the age that I lived, that's going to be nuts. Think about that. The guy who was 112 that lived through all those wars, because there was multiple world wars, and he served.
Yep.
Two. Which one did he serve?
I think it was World War II.
Was it the second one?
Mm-hmm. Like World War II. Actually, he did two of them. It was like World War II and Korea or some shit like that.
That was the other one I was thinking of. And you got to think of all this stuff this guy has gone through. Mm-hmm. And now people are all up in the air about, you know, they call them conflicts now. But us just being somewhere else, it's not even in the same position as it was in the world wars that was going on. It, you know, this shit's still going on, and I'm not politically savvy because I like to try to stay out of it. But it was a whole different, like the whole Cold War. I mean, that's a whole different perspective. Like the fucking atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have never experienced that.
Yeah, no, well,
ever. That's a whole different thing to live through.
It's not really. Well, I mean, right now there's things like that are still going on.
It's
not highly publicized because everyone right now, in my opinion, just wants to know about everything that America seems to fuck up on.
They think they have a PhD in fucking politics.
Well, that's the thing. Is everyone, like, you see on the news, and you see it in newscasts all around the fucking world. You know, if anything here goes on, other countries know about it.
Oh, yeah.
It could be politics. Oh, someone got shot. Oh, look, this is why America needs gun laws. Yeah, it's in a state where they have the highest gun laws in the fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The dude shot someone with an illegal gun.
But guess what? So if something, happens in, like, let's say, Sweden. Like someone got killed with whatever. We don't hear that publicized.
No.
And you know what? I know for a fact that Sweden doesn't. I'm just using it as a random example, you know, because I don't really follow this shit too much. But in like your mainstream news is what we're talking about. You don't see the shit going on there. And you know what?
No.
What I'm trying to say is they don't have 100% like non-death rate from.
Oh, yeah.
Guns or violent crimes or whatever. They got their own shit going on. Uh-huh. Every country does. No one lives in peace. That's just the way it fucking works. And people just need to accept it is what they need to do.
Well, I mean, there's when it comes to like stats like that, you'll see right now, if you want to go to Europe and go to the safest place in all of Europe right now, go to Poland.
There's a Polish for the win.
Probably the only time someone can use that as a reference when it comes to Polacks. But I mean, they're the only ones with pretty much, you know, borders are closed. No refugees are allowed. None of that shit's allowed in their country. You do that shit in their country, you get the boot fucking quick.
Guess what? You know what they were playing? Hey, we're going to make everyone think that we're the slower country of the crowd. Let you have all your jokes and everything else. Keep us out of shit. Or if you occupy our country, then, you know, right. Just keep thinking that we're kind of like behind the curve. Mm-hmm. Guess what? They're the people with the least amount of fucking problems right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that in the U.S., they only publicize what will probably help arguments over here for depending on what news station.
Well, here, our news stations are all politically biased. All of them are. I don't care if it's Fox News is so fucking right-wing that it doesn't matter.
You get your news CNN, from CNN?
Yeah. CNN is so fucking left-wing, it's not even funny.
If anyone watches Eddie Bravo on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, I know. You get your news from CNN? You know, but no, but it's true. I mean, there's no, especially here, there is no honest, non-biased fucking news there is.
No.
You kind of have to like watch both and just be like, okay, this point that this stupid fucking made is ridiculous, and the point that this dumbass made is ridiculous. So I'm just going to negate both of those from my brain, be like, deleted, and I'm going to use the rest of the stories actually sound kind of nice.
They stopped just reporting, okay, this is what happened on this day with these people, to opinions.
No, but the thing is, too, is here, people here are so fucking gullible in a lot of cases. God. You know, like, we're originally from New York.
Well, No.
Whatever. You were born in Florida, yes, we know, and you moved back to New York with the mom when you were two, but whatever. We're from fucking New York, okay? I will blatantly say it. I don't care. I think Schumer's a piece of shit, and I think Cuomo's a piece of shit. So, the governor of New York is a fucking dirtbag, and the senator from New York is a fucking dirtbag.
Mm.
So, and when you tell them, like, well, you know, why did your opinion change from now to 5 years ago? And the big one that's going right and around right now is the video of Schumer, especially when it comes to border control.
Oh, please.
A couple of years ago, he was like, if they come into the country illegally, no matter what, it's illegal. Blah, 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 blah. Now.
Think of South Park.
He's like. Yeah, exactly. Now, it's all, hey, we shouldn't condemn them and blah, blah, blah. And so what if they came here illegally? What the fuck made your opinion change? What made that happen? Is it just because of fucking political bias? Is that all it is? You're just going to stick in your little clique? 5 years ago, you thought they should all be sent the fuck back. They came here legally. If you come here illegal, you broke the fucking law, go the fuck home.
All the other countries do it.
You know, me and you are pro-legal immigration. My grandparents are legal immigrants. They came here, did what they had to do.
They went by the book. They learned English. They right. got jobs. They registered. They got to be citizens. They did whatever they had to do. Oh, and no, you are part Canadian. Don't forget that.
Oh, whatever. You know, it's just... It's just so stupid. And when they get confronted about it, and then they get shown, hey, this is what you said before. That video is obviously doctored. What?
And oh my God, it's like the flat earthers.
You see the guys in Hollywood like, no one can doctor a video that good.
It's like the goddamn
Even
people.
Even the motherfuckers who came up with the shit that did Jurassic Park couldn't doctor that video that good.
The flat earthers. They're all the God. Ones that... If it's proven scientifically, then it's doctored. But
yeah.
If not, then, oh my God, I can't.
We went through the Hysteria 51's
podcast.
Two episodes of the Flat Earthers. And my God, if you would have seen me and Stephanie in the car yelling at the radio.
I wanted to beat my head against the window.
Yes.
So if you want to have some kind of humor or just get yourself pissed off, you go to Hysteria 51's podcast. You have to scroll back to their earlier episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But they label it as it's a two-part episode. So it says Flat Earth Roundtable Part 1 and then Flat Earth Roundtable Part 2. And I think it's like... has to be episodes like really in the 50 range.
It's right in the 50 area. Yeah. I really do wish Brett would have programmed C-Bot to say something during those interviews because that would have made that.
I think. I
mean, it was an epic thing of scientists versus flat earthers.
Right.
And if he would have programmed that fucking robot to do responses during that episode or those two episodes, it would have been epic as fuck.
But the thing is,
it was already epic as it was.
What they were trying to do is, because as hosts for this thing, they were trying to be, okay, this is your side and this is your side, and then we're going to ask questions as to why you think this is this and what was proven for this, or like scientifically we did this to prove this. Or they were trying to be on the neutral, like, okay, well, you think this, the earth is flat, because now state your side. They were trying to give them an actual, like, legit chance.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But by so putting the, you know, the bot in there with certain, like, smart-ass remarks.
In their normal episodes, yes, he does.
Then
calls people meat sacks and all sorts of
that
shit.
That really couldn't, they wouldn't really be acting as, like, a neutral. Mm-hmm. So, but, oh, man, by the second part, you could already hear that
John was getting mad.
They were calling out flat-earth bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was basically, like, when the scientist side said, okay, well, we tested this theory by doing X, Y, and Z with this scientific method prove this, then they would turn around, the flat earthers would say, oh no, that was just doctored by NASA, or that was just, if it was proven, they're like, oh no, that the results were just doctored. Like, they would just, that's how they would go against it. Like, yeah, oh no,
NASA,
they,
apparently some Hollywood
effect. Yeah, or studio. It all goes back to, well, that's just because they were funded by this person, or they actually never came across, like, okay, we actually did these experiments and proved that they never did anything. They never did, so they didn't help their cause any.
No, not at all.
And by the time you get to part two, it's fucking hysterical. But it pisses you off because you're like, in the beginning, you're like, okay, maybe they have some things that they did that, you know, would prove this or that or question or something. Mm-hmm. But man, by the time part two comes along, it's like, they're a bunch of fucking quacks, just like the rest of them.
It just makes me laugh, too, because, I mean, like, in the last year, I mean, between all the audiobooks and stuff, I've done a lot of them that are, like, science-based, especially, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Side note, you have, like, 1,000-plus hours of listening time on Podbean.
Yes. I have over 1,100, I think, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, you know, that's a lot of science stuff. I mean, Science Faction I listen to every single week. Now you listen to that with me. So I probably get to listen to most of those episodes now twice.
Yeah.
So you get Star double Talk, the time. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Which is bullshit that it got canceled.
Yes, it got pulled from TV, yes. Right now they're running all reruns. But they also have the All-Star episodes, which depending on what scientist is on there, I'll listen to it. Like, if Mike Massimo, whatever, the NASA guy, the astronaut that went in space, I'll listen to those. Dr. Funky Spoon, if he's on there,
I like him.
Yeah, he's good. You know, like, there's certain people I'll listen to, like the one doctor who's, like, got the PhD in...
Hence, everything that has proven the fact of what we believe in has a doctor, PhD, MD,
or several PhDs,
something diplomas of lots and lots and lots of years put into it in their name, whereas these fucking flat earthers have zero.
Yeah.
Zero. They have nothing. No, they don't have anyone proving anything.
Got some
bullshit. Dude on YouTube. And if they want to say, oh, NASA has all this funding, fuck you. Look at Elon Musk with his, I'm going to go myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he did whatever he needed to do.
I put a car in space, bitches. Yeah.
He had his own money that he earned.
No, this is not a flamethrower.
And yeah, he's a very wealthy man, but he's not part of NASA. He did his own fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if they really wanted to, they could find, you know, ties in with someone who has the money that would buy into their scam and go do their own fucking research if they really wanted to. But I think they know they're full of shit. They just need a fucking hobby because, you know, that's what people do now. They don't go to jobs. They do hobbies. They do hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they do.
No, I don't know. But like I was saying, like, over the last year, it's been like a lot of the science stuff. I've always been into, like, super nerded out when it comes to science. And even it made me laugh because one of the articles I had an audio sample from, they actually talked about the difference of an arrow's flight,
mm-hmm.
if it was round earth to flat earth. And that's what made me laugh. You know, you're listening to it and it's like, oh, the curvature of the earth is what causes the arrow to drop and blah, 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 blah. It's part of the Coriolis effect. And even from an archery perspective, you're like, makes sense.
No, but the taller one,
you know,
is going to have a different shot than the shorter one.
Yeah. That's, they were bringing up points that were so dumb. God damn it. I have to say that. No, because we came from Orange County, New York. Somebody was, there was a flat earth dude trying to prove that the earth was flat because they were on top of Bear Mountain and they could see the Empire State Building in Manhattan. And Neil deGrasse Tyson actually went into like severe length about this. But short story is, no shit, you can see the Empire State Building in Manhattan. One, you're at an elevated height. So, yeah, you're going to be able to see anything because you're a couple thousand feet up.
You're looking over obstructed views.
Right. So instead of a flat point of view, you now have, you know, a 20-degree point of view to Manhattan. Whatever. So,
right.
Well, they're like, look, this proves it. I could see the Empire State Building. Dumbass didn't realize he was only able to see from the 23rd floor up. So even at that distance, at his increased angle, it still proved a curvature of the planet because he couldn't see the base of the building. He thought he saw the base of the building, but he did not.
But then they only fall back on, and when they're proven wrong by actual, like, okay, lots you're money. Wrong because of this and this of proven mathematical problems and equations and reasons and stuff like that. They're like, oh, well, you're only saying that because you're funded by so-and-so. That's the only response you ever get out of them.
Yeah, it's a bullshit fucking argument.
Which is ridiculous. Like that goddamn ice wall in Antarctica.
Oh, that Antarctica actually surrounds the entire planet.
Well, there's ice in Antarctica? Holy shit, I didn't think I'd find that out there. Like, fucking really? Are you kidding me?
No, no.
People think of ice. No, ice wall. Because there's a fucking lot of it out there. Mm-hmm. And you don't think that there's probably some that the ice chunks that are a lot bigger than what we're used to? I mean, like, holy shit, I hit an ice wall. That must mean like it's a natural barrier to, what did that guy say? To an alien world that keeps going and going and going because we're one flat plane of existence that sits on top of space that goes underneath Earth because it's just a flat ground.
Well, they also, a lot of them believe that, like, you know, all the lights and stuff in the sky are fake.
It's like the Truman Show, but worldwide.
Right. Literally. It's literally the Truman Show. Shit. You know, but oh my God.
This is like another rabbit hole.
This is like so rabbit hole-ish, it's fucking retarded.
These
are the guys that, no matter what, and I'm apologizing because this has nothing to do with fucking archery whatsoever.
We said that in the beginning. Everything we've been saying has nothing to do with archery.
But these are the motherfuckers that should just believe in, like, we live in the Matrix.
Oh my God, they probably do.
Everything is fake. It's all been set up. It's all been paid for by money.
Oh my God, they probably do.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Which you never know.
I'm waiting for one motherfucker to think he's Neo and be like, shoot that 50 cal at me, motherfucker. And then he looks down and he looks like, oh shit, I got 8 slugs through my chest.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. Some stupid bitch is going to, you know, like that stupid asshole, like, we're going to get YouTube famous. Makes his girlfriend shoot him with a 50 cal Desert Eagle, thinking a phone book is going to stop that bullet.
Wait, what? I didn't see this one.
She went to jail for it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, it was on the news like last year.
Oh, shit. I'm behind.
A year and a half ago or something like that. Yeah.
Really? What happened?
They had a YouTube channel and they were like, oh, we're going to prove that this big, you know, normal thick ass phone book can stop this bullet. Now, if anyone has ever seen, and we've mentioned it before, Demolition Ranch, he has proven that it will not even stop a 9mm. Never mind.
But common sense would say, then put it against like a tree or a dummy.
He held that book at his chest and she shot him from like 5 feet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it didn't matter. If she was at 20 yards, the bullet still wasn't going to stop. He might have survived. But she shot him from like 5 feet away. So there was so much hydraulic damage from that fucking round going through him, plus the paper and everything becoming shrapnel, he was not going to survive that shit.
Holy shit. And mm-hmm. she's in jail.
Yeah, she went to jail.
Probably for being dumb as fuck. They had a kid together and everything.
So now that their kid is going to be raised by like a family member, hopefully. Hopefully a family member. Not that it's in foster care or some shit. Hopefully the kid's, like, one of their parents got the kid or something.
No, hopefully someone smarter than these two retards took the kid and is actually raising them.
I wonder how many people are going to Google that now. I'm like, why did this motherfucker try to stop a 50 cal with a...
I'm going to Google that once we're done.
Yeah.
I don't remember this. Yeah,
he tried to stop. Or that was the idea. Is I thought, you know, like, oh, we're going to make a video. It's going to go viral. Because when a video goes viral, that's when you can make money on it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. This phone book can stop this 50 cal round. Nope. No. Wrong. Nope.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Anyone with any common sense would know that, you know, even if you're unsure of how strong a firearm is in whatever you're using, you do it against a non-living animal or being or human or something.
Girlfriend shoots boyfriend to death in Minnesota with a 50 cal and trying to stop it with a phone book.
I don't have my glasses on. Charged on manslaughter. Mm-hmm. These two retards, oh, yeah, they look like it.
They look dumb.
They look dumb as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his last name is... Wait, shooting Pedro?
Yeah, that was his first name, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I think she was white and he was Hispanic.
His last name was Perez.
I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're dumb.
Wow. No, the only reason is I think of Pedro and I think of Napoleon Dynamite. Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Wow. You know what? Her mugshot, she actually looks on, if you ever see those cop shows, like Live PD, when they show you the people getting arrested,
mm-hmm.
like for doing crack or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
She looks like she's been...
Jesus.
She's like, but I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
I was just listening to my boyfriend. They were 22 and 19 and they already had a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. I hope whoever got that kid is going to do more justice than their own parents.
Shot her boyfriend to death in an ill-conceived stunt.
Because obviously the parents weren't going to do a great thing to that kid. So hopefully whoever has that kid actually does some better.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, you know.
It is fucking sad. But
a stunt killed a kid.
It's fucking sad. I don't care how you slice it. It's sad. But... you gotta be stupid to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But all right, I think I'm good with the rabbit hole.
You good with the rabbit hole?
Rabbit hole podcast.
Okay.
Ending on that note. Fucking depressing. Jesus Christ.
It's true. So try to make, you know, your 2019 better. Like, folks, we're going to do some running. We're going to do some events. What?
To end it on a better note.
Oh, God.
No, I saw a thing about how the UK, or wait, Britain is recruiting for their military by posting the Snowflakes Wanted.
Okay.
Their poster actually says Snowflakes.
Yeah, Snowflakes Wanted. Okay. I saw that. That is so fucking pathetic.
That's a little more of a giggle to end on.
That's called No One From That Generation Wants to Become Military Because They're All Little Deserving Little mm-hmm. Bitches.
But that's a little, it's a funny thing to end on. More than someone getting shot.
Yeah, it is funny. Yeah, okay, you're right.
So we're going to end on that more than...
stupid.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks. We will be back soon. Hopefully we'll have some more stuff going on here.
Well, for the ATA this weekend.
Yeah. We'll be watching a lot of the videos next week for that, because that'll be going on from Thursday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be back soon. Everybody go out, have fun, go shoot.
Yep.